You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I want you to get pen and paper and write down everything you want to achieve in the next 4 years, the children you want to have, the car you want to drive, the money you want to make. I guarantee you, every single thing you write down on that piece of paper is going to come true.
One of the questions I get from a lot of people is like, well, how, like I have a nephew, I have a brother, I have a father who's matrix minded. How do I save these people? What would you say? How do we save them?
Well, the easiest way is by example. The easiest way is just to win so ruthlessly that they are forced to accept the brutal reality of their inferiority. The easiest way to do it, and often, especially if they're an older brother or a father or someone who has authority over you, the only way to do it is to just surpass them and say, listen, you didn't believe a year ago. You may not believe now. Let's talk in a year. Do you believe yet? Do you believe yet? The day they need to borrow money, they'll believe. That's how it works. So often, you know, because it's amazing how people block their mind out to other ideas, because it's very important for people at home to understand that. I said this many times before, that there's only three reasons why you're not rich, and I stick by this. Anybody on the planet can be rich, and if you're not rich, there's one of three reasons. You're either lazy, you're arrogant, or you're stupid. Now, most people think it's stupid. Most people go, everyone's stupid. I would argue that only 5% of people are too stupid to get rich.
True.
There's a whole lot of stupid people with money.
Yes.
You don't have to be smart to make money. You can have a midwit IQ. You can have a low IQ. If you can follow instructions, you can make money. Stupid is very rare. People are not stupid. They're one of two things. They're either lazy or they're arrogant. So if I had a Ferrari and a Mac, and it led all the way to the end of a rainbow with gold and a leprechaun, and I gave three people the Ferrari, well, the stupid one wouldn't know how to drive, right? The stupid one would be like, I can't drive this car, I don't know how. But that's rare. What you actually have is lazy and arrogant. The other guy, the lazy guy, would say, it's so far, why is it so far away? And I'd say, look, I built you a Ferrari. It doesn't get easier than this. It's the best it's ever going to be. There's no other better vehicle on the planet. We have no competition, and we guarantee you gold at the end of the rainbow. Yeah, but it's a long drive. Well, then do you want it or not? Oh, I want the gold. I just want it now. Well, you can't have it now, but you can have it in a few weeks if you start driving now. And if you can't have it now, the best time to start is now, so you have it as soon as possible. Oh, it's far. So you have lazy people, and then you have arrogant people. And I would actually say 5% of people are too stupid. Only 15% of people are too lazy. If you tell the average person, do this, you make money. I'm telling you now, if I had a handle that you could turn and money came out, and you put someone there, most people would just stand there all day and go, fuck it, all day. Just staring at the wall all day, money, money, all day. They're not too stupid to use the handle, and they're not too lazy to turn it. Most people, 80% of people who aren't rich are arrogant. 80% of people, when you try and tell them what to do, they don't want to f***ing listen. When you say, here's a Ferrari, here's the map, the gold's at the end, you know I'm not lying because I have lots of gold and I have lots of Ferraris and I'm rich and you listen to me because you know who I am. So here, go. Yeah, I don't like that route. I don't want a red Ferrari.
Yeah.
You're a f-ing nobody. Drive. Oh, I don't want a red Ferrari. I've always wanted a yellow one. And why are you taking the I-95? Don't like that road. Nah, not for me. I'll work it out myself. And they walk off into the forest.
It's true.
And they stay poor forever. And I'm standing there with my goal, my map, and my Rari. Like, what the fuck? What are you doing? We talk about arrogance and laziness and reason people aren't rich. If they accept what you're saying is true, then action is required. Which is why a lot of people pretend things, simply to try and mask. They're deeply offended by the idea of having to do work. But they're sitting there saying, I don't want to act, so I'll pretend that's not true. And that's not just with money, that's political also. I don't want to have to sit there and do those calls to make money, so I'll pretend that I wouldn't make money if I did it. That is the bottom line of most people's mindset. It's a degree of cowardice. It's a form of cowardice.
Yes.
Luke and I grew up poor, and now we're rich. And he says to me, you know, poor people are poor for a reason. And I'm like, I know.
Right.
He goes, because when I try and talk to poor people, they reply arrogantly like they know things. They won't take the Ferrari. They won't take the map. They tell me that they know better, and they're going to do it their way, and that their friend has this idea, and that they want to go do this. And they all just stay poor forever. These idiots are too arrogant and get rich. Guys, if you're not arrogant and you're not lazy and you're not stupid, all you have to do is follow instructions. You don't even have to think.
Yeah.
They said do this, I will do this. They said be here for this call, I will be there for this call. They said do this quiz, I'll do this quiz. They said watch this video, I'll watch this video. If you just listen, you'll win. I became a kickboxing world champion by listening. I didn't think. Amir said do this. Yes, sir. Do it that way. Yes, sir. Stop doing this. Do that. Yes, sir. Yes. I made my way to the very, very top with one word. Yes. And you have all these brokies and arrogant people who've achieved nothing who have all these words to say. And I'm like, where the fuck did you get these words from? Why are you talking? You have no authority here.
Why did you listen to Amir, though?
Well, that's actually a very good question. And the reason I listened to Amir is because my first ever day in Storm, when I went there, it wasn't a commercial fighting gym. It was just 8 Bosnian guys. And I turned up and he said, can you fight? And I was like 18. I'm like, yeah. And I got knocked out cold. And when I woke up, I thought, okay, I can't fight like I thought. And I guess he expected to never see me again. But there I was the next day, walking in with my bag going, let's go again. Round 2, because that's who I am. And I believed in him because he proved his competence. There is a lot of excuses for laziness. There's a lot of them. And what people will often do, I see this a lot, is people come to me and they pretend to be confused about things to try and justify their inaction. So I'll say, jump on one leg and spin in a circle and you'll begin to make money. And instead of jumping on one leg and spinning in a circle, they'll sit and say, ah, but okay, which leg? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Okay, and what shoes do I wear? It doesn't matter. Okay, and what clothes do I wear? It doesn't matter. Okay, and can I use a trampoline? No. Okay. And how long do I jump for? You are just trying to pretend you're learning to stop yourself from needing to jump. That's what you're doing. I told you what to do. Go do it. If it doesn't work, come back to me and we'll talk and we'll analyze what you may have done right or wrong. But the fact that I told you to do something and now you don't want to admit you're too lazy to do it. So instead you're pretending. So you say, I can take you from $0 a month to $10,000 a month in a few short weeks. They will then hide their laziness. They'll obscure their laziness behind, I don't want $10,000 a month. I want $1 million. They'll hide it behind their false ambition. Well, if you want $1 million, 10,000's closer than zero, dipshit.
Yeah.
So go. They're not ambitious. They're trying to hide their laziness behind ambition. And it happens all the time.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Especially with trying to hide their laziness behind this quest for knowledge. When someone says to me, hey, should I buy crypto? My answer is, if you want. I don't answer, if you want. I'm like, well, do you have some? Yeah. So should I buy it? I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you want. Like, I'm not being responsible for your decisions. Because if it goes up, I don't get any money. And if it goes down, you cry at me. I don't see what the point of this is. Fuck off. So anyway, he goes, should I buy Bitcoin? I said, if you want. He goes, well, I'm undecided. I was like, all right, well, what you should do is make a bunch of money. Go work harder, do extra hours in your peasant job so that you have some money you could afford to lose in a worst case scenario. And then you can buy some Bitcoin and still pay your rent. And then it's win-win. If it goes up, it goes up. If it goes down, it doesn't matter. Your rent's still paid. Anyway, I saw him a few weeks later. He's like, I've been really reading about that Bitcoin. I've been looking into Bitcoin and treasury and all this shit, the blockchain.
Yeah.
He's telling me more about Bitcoin than I know. I've got 1,000 Bitcoin. I don't even know this. I'm like, bro, you spent all those weeks reading instead of working to try and pretend you were getting closer to your goal of owning Bitcoin. You still have no Bitcoin because you still have no money. It doesn't matter what you read, you don't know. I don't know what you know, and I have all the Bitcoin, and I don't know what you know. I know enough to know it's a good investment. I'm not sitting there measuring the hash rate like a dickhead. You are, and you have not 0.1 Bitcoin. You should have gone to work and just bought some. So he is trying to pretend he's educating himself, but he's not, really, truthfully. He's just trying to hide his laziness and obscure laziness behind this thirst and quest for knowledge. Yeah. And it's amazing how the world actually kind of works that way. The amount of investments I've made, and I've made so much money on, not because I researched, just because I had money at the time. I bought like Dubai real estate, and all the people around me were like, it's going to go down, there's going to be a crash, all this shit. And I was like, but the money's just sitting in my bank and I don't care. Let it go down. It'll go up again. I'll sell it later. And I bought at literally the perfect time. Then the Ukraine war happened and all doubled overnight when no one else was buying because they were researching. I was just getting so rich. I didn't give a fuck. I bought Bitcoin not caring if it goes to zero. Yeah. Like income is everything. And the amount of people who try and hide behind this thirst for knowledge is truly incredible. Shut up. We said jump on one leg. Jump on one leg. Start jumping. You can talk about your footwear afterwards. You can complain later. I want you jumping on one leg. That's how you win. You win through action. The universe is actually a very giving place. And if you're God or the universe or karma or whatever you want to call it, you have all these blessings to give out. This is very important. And if you give blessings to everybody, then you give blessings to nobody. Because there's no light without dark. If everybody has a million, if everybody's a millionaire, then being a millionaire doesn't mean anything. You can't buy anything. So there has to be people who win and people who lose. And karma is sitting there with this huge pot of blessings, and it's going through the cosmic ether looking for people. Who can I give some of these blessings to? It's walking around going, oh, a big pot of blessings, who deserves it? And it's just looking for someone who gives a shit and tries. Who's going to jump on one leg? Oh, he's jumping on one leg. Here's some blessings. Oh, he's jumping on one leg. Here's some blessings. You might be surprised. If you jump on one leg, you might be surprised that bitch might text you back. Finally. You'd be surprised what happens when you actually try. It's amazing. It doesn't make sense. You can't put the two together, but for some reason, you just start winning. You just start winning in poker and winning in dice and winning women, and you just start winning in life. You're like, well, how am I winning in life all of a sudden? That's how the world works. And as they're walking around with this big pot of blessings, they see all these people who go, I want blessings, but they're just sitting on their ass, refusing to do anything. And the universe is not going to give them to you that way, because if it gave lazy people blessings, then nobody would be blessed, because everybody would be blessed, and there's no light without dark. If I could tell you words that would make you beat me in a fight, yeah, training would be pointless. I'm going to beat you because I've trained thousands of hours that you haven't trained, and I'm stronger than you, and I'm faster than you, and I know things you don't know. All you can do is get your ass kicked by me until one day you don't get your ass kicked. All you can do is jump on one leg. Just work. It's going to be hard, but you'll get to the end. If you're going to sit here and feign the quest for knowledge to try and obscure your laziness, you're just going to continuously get battered and destroyed forever. What you have to do is turn up and get your ass kicked until I can't kick your ass anymore. That's the bottom line. That's the only way to get anywhere in life. It's so important. And you know what's amazing to me is how many people can't sell anything ever. And they don't realize that sales is life. Life is sales. That's what people don't understand. Let's say you're, I'm going to make this up off the top of my head. You're a mechanic. Somebody comes into your mechanic shop with a car and the car is broken. And you know how to fix it. It's one screw. And they say, can you fix it? And you say, yeah, it's a screw. I'll fix it. That's one answer. Or you can say, yeah, I know what it is. I've seen this before. I'm pretty sure I can fix it quickly for you. We're totally full, but I'm going to try and fix it now just so you don't have to wait. Now, when you fix it quickly, they're like, this mechanic is you need to go to my guy. He's the best. He fixed it so quickly. He knew exactly what it was. He put me ahead of the line. If you say that as opposed to going, yeah, I can fix it, you now have a customer for life. That is sales. Yeah. Sales isn't making people buy things all the time. Sales is selling your service, selling yourself, selling people, believing in you. It's amazing to me how people go through life and don't talk this way. That's the only way I talk. If I talk to a by the end of it, she's in love. I don't even mean to. That's just how I talk.
It's an accident.
It's an accident. Everything's a sell.
Yes.
But people don't even possess this basic skill. And then they wonder why they can't get a girlfriend and get any money. It's truly incredible. And everything in life is sales, which is wise because we're moving away from the era of it's what you do as opposed to it's who you are. Like lots of people can sit and talk on a microphone, but when we do it, it matters. When most people do it, it doesn't. It's not what you do anymore. It's who's doing it. And I often say to people, you know, It's not that difficult to see the future if you actually sit and use your brain for a fraction of a second. Because someone said to me, Andrew, you're one of the richest people in the world. And I said, no, I'm not. He said, no, it's not about money. It's the fact that you're making your money actually helping people. You guys are actually helping people. And that has karmic retributions you're going to enjoy for the rest of your human years. Money's great, but you have enough money. There's nothing else to buy. The fact that you're out there in the world helping so many people, that's what makes you rich. It's amazing that if you were to join and dedicate yourself for 1 month, you say, you know what? For 1 month, I won't be a jackass. 1 month.
Come on.
1 month, I won't be a jackass. By the end of that month, you'll understand the world in a different way. You'll have money you never would have had before. You'll be have a completely different mindset towards online money. It takes 1 month of your life. Think of what you were doing a month ago. Think of what you've done this last month. What have you done? How much time have you wasted? If I were to say to you, what have you done? You couldn't tell me. And that's what's important. It's extremely important you understand that the universe works the same. It's not going to give it to lazy idiots. It's going to give it to people who actually try and actually work. And the crazy thing is, the action is for themselves. To help themselves. They still won't do it. Some people, and this is what Luke says, deserve to be poor and are born to lose. Poor people are often poor because they were given 1,000 chances and didn't do anything. You listening right now can take action and get rich. Your life will change forever. You can do it right now. And if you don't do it, well, then don't complain you're poor.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.